Now, a little over about 136 years ago, a new invention was introduced to the world that would change forever how human beings would communicate to one another. That invention, of course, was the telephone. Now, as great as that invention was, it doesn't even come close to the system of communication that God provided for us a couple of thousand years previous to that. And that, of course, would be prayer. Prayer is the most important and most powerful tool that God has equipped us with to help us to build a loving spiritual relationship with Him. Prayer is our way to communicate with God. And daily prayer is essential for a strong, healthy, spiritual relationship with Him. We use prayer to thank God, to ask Him for our daily needs. We pray for protection. We pray for health, healing, just to name a few things that we can pray about. Now, in my life, there are times I get up from a prayer and I feel pretty good. I feel like I had made a really strong connection with God. Like I know I had His ear. Like I knew I'd really reached Him with my prayer. And then occasionally there are times when I will get up and feel like my prayer has never got any further than the top of my head. Almost like there was no strength in them at all. Have you ever felt that way? Like your prayers have never gotten any further than the ceiling? They just bounced right back down to you? Have you ever felt like giving up? Because you feel like you're not getting through, or that God is just not hearing you, or maybe you feel like God's not listening to you. Well, our relationship with God, our prayer relationship with God, is just like any other part of our relationship with God. It needs to grow. It takes work, it takes commitment, and it takes persistence. At times it can be a struggle, and if we're careful, we can lose heart. Now, this, God knew this was an issue we could struggle with. If you would, look over in Luke. Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Now, the reason he loses not to lose heart is because, like I said, he knew it's something we would struggle with. Saying that there wasn't a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now, there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary." And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge His own elect who cry out day and night to Him, though He bear long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He really find faith on earth?" Now, what I find interesting about verse 8 is that this parable is not about faith specifically. But what Jesus does here is He ties prayer and faith together. So He could have just easily ended this parable by saying, when He returns to earth, will He find us praying? Will we, His servants, still be praying when He returns to this earth? Now, in this parable, there are a lot of lessons that can be learned, but the most obvious one is persistence. Now, I know we all have trials in our lives. Some of us have more than others. Some of us have bigger ones and worse ones than others. And I'm no different. I have several issues in my life. I have several problems. But there's one in particular that I have been praying about for years. And you better believe there's been times when I've just wanted to give up. I wonder why it's not getting better. I wonder what I'm doing, if I'm doing something wrong. Am I not asking in the right way? Is God not pleased with me? Is the answer just no? Or is the answer just no for now? If you're still in Luke, turn back to Luke 11. Luke 11, verse 5 through 9. Verse 5. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for I have a friend of mine that's come on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot rise and give it to you. He's coming late at night and he's saying, we're all in bed here. Just go, leave me alone. I say to you, though, he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Again, what's being highlighted here is persistence. We are being told not to lose heart. We are being told to hang in there. If it's important enough to ask for once, it's important enough to ask for again. The answer may be no temporarily for reasons we don't know or maybe reasons we don't understand. But what we can't do is we cannot lose confidence in God's ability to answer our prayers. We must do what Jesus showed us in the parable, and that is keep faith and prayer tied together. And it's vital that we do that. I want to read something from Matthew. It's Matthew 15. Now, this is not exactly a prayer, but it's pretty close to it, and it actually would make a pretty good example of one. Matthew 15. Verses 21 through 28. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. Now, maybe she felt like God was not hearing her request. Like I said, I felt that way myself at times. And then his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out to us. Now, she's not stopping. She's being persistent. And she continues to cry out. So then he answered her and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now he's telling her, I'm not here for you. I'm here for them. Now, to be honest, at this point, if this was me, I would probably have turned around and went back home. But she didn't. She kept it up. And then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And some translation says that instead of worship him, it says she got down on her knees. She was like in prayer, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Now again, to be honest, if I had approached Mr. Hargrove and said, I have a problem, and first he ignored me, and then he said, I'm not here for you, and then he called me a little dog, you can bet I'm probably on the phone to home office. What's going on here? But not her. What did she do? Again, he says, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, and yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. She was persistent. She had faith that he was the Lord. And she had faith that he could heal her. And that's the key. We must have faith. Now, I'm not going to turn to it. You can write it down if you want. Hebrews 11, verse 6. I'll just read it to you. But Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. See, we must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we go to God in prayer, we must go to him knowing that he is the Almighty God. We please God by having faith in Him and knowing that He exists. God loves us and He only wants the best for us. And every trial, every test, everything that we go through is done for one reason. And that's to make us stronger. Now, like I said, I have an issue that I've been praying about for years, and I don't know if God will ever answer it the way I want it to be answered. But I have faith that He can. And I know this, if we all continue to pray until the day Jesus Christ returns to this earth, we will receive a lot of answered prayers. So keep the faith, be persistent, and keep on praying. Have a great Sabbath.